That.
KSL News Time is now 8:49. Let's get you caught up to date on your commute. Triple Team Traffic, starting with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's one road you want to avoid is Bangor Highway. Trying to get from Redwood over to I-15 could take you 30 minutes, the rate that it's moving through the river bottoms and up towards the freeway. Once you get on I-15, the slowing starts around 123rd South, pretty consistent through 90th, and then you've got some slowing again between 33rd South and downtown, but also have a lot of transition ramp delays switching between 215 and southbound 15 in Midvale Sandy. Eric Butler.
The freeway looks fine. Northbound I-15 in Utah County, no problems from Provo and Orem up through Lehigh. Southbound, you do have a little bit of slowing as you approach 2100 north in North Lehigh. In Orem, University Parkway busy at the intersections between State Street and I-15. Heather?
Your west side belt's become a little bit of a problem child. We have a crash. It's a new one. Southbound approaching 700 north exit. It's blocking the left lane and shoulder, and that is creating backups almost to the Legacy Parkway turnoff. And then as you go further south, there's another crash at the top of the on-ramp from 700 north to go southbound 15. And we're still looking at this closure in Woods Cross. It's 500 south closed over Legacy Parkway in both directions. Check engine light on. More than 50% of the time, it's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AAMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.